seconds, and I think we are marching to closure here. It's about 12:20. You shouldn't have in front of you the -A5 amendments. They set the ballot title and explanatory statement for the 8 legislative referrals we're going to be sending to the voters. They include House Bill 3540, which is fondly known as the Measure 37 modification, SJR 4, known as Healthy Kids, SJR 18, modification of forfeiture procedures, HJR 4, a cleanup amendment, I will quote you, of unenforceable elections provisions, end quote, HJR 15, a modification of the double majority, HJR 31, a modification of redistricting, HJR 49, crime victims measure, HJR 50, a second crime victims measure. So I'd like to give folks an opportunity to review the amendment in order to coordinate with other schedules. We will come back at 12:55. And please be aware that this bill will be referred to Ways and Means as it has a fiscal impact to set up the election. So with that, we will be in recess till 12:55. Thank you all very much. I've asked before. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to your Rules Committee. It is June 22nd still. All right. Marjorie, what do we have?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2640, the amendment, the A5 amendment that you have before you, establishes ballot titles and explanatory statements for legislative referrals to be voted on this November, next May, and next November.
Thank you. And you have a handy-dandy chart, is my understanding.
No, just this.
Okay. All right. Comments. Just a couple of comments. For everyone's information, it is for your information, relatively common for the legislature to write the ballot titles for measures that are being referred to special elections, which is obviously what we're doing with ballot measure 37 and Healthy Kids. Some specific examples. In May of 1995, the legislature passed House Bill 2634, which set the ballot language for HJR 15 and SJR 14, two measures that dealt with lottery funds going to education and legislative redistricting. More recently, in 2003, as you all recall, fondly, I'm sure, we sent ballot measure 29 to the voters, and we actually set the ballot title language in House Bill 2651. There are also a number of examples of us writing the ballot language for measures that are being sent to the general election. The most recent was in 2002 when we sent Measure 32 and passed House Bill 3187, which was the ballot title for that particular measure. So with that, colleagues, we're in work session, or we will be in work session, on House Bill 2640. The chair would move the -A5 amendments.
Madam Chair.
Senator Ferrioli.
Discussion?
Sure.
There's no question that the state legislature has, in fact, written ballot titles before, but on Measure 37 particularly, the state attorney general has already written a ballot title, and it's been certified. This was authored certified June 14th of this year on ballot Measure 37. And the language from this ballot title comes from the folks who drafted the referral. So all of that legal scholarship and all of that hands-on expertise in what the measure is and what the measure does has resulted in a certified ballot title for the measure. And I would ask consideration of the -A6 amendments, which really do two things. It uses... for the referral, the already certified Attorney General's ballot title, and further it directs the Attorney General to author the ballot titles for the other referrals that we're making to the ballot. So I would move the A6 amendment.
Well, Senator Ferrioli, we don't consider them a friendly amendment, and there is a motion on the table. I would withdraw my motion without objection and allow you to move yours.
Madam Chair, what I'd like to do with permission is to make sure that all the members have copies of the amendments, and I will give those to our staff.
Thank you. The motion on the table is to adopt the -A6 amendments. This is a motion made by Senator Ferrioli. Any further discussion?
Could I have just 30 seconds to read it?
Sure. Smokes, you're a faster reader than I am. Give me another minute. Everybody okay? Sarah Moss, are you okay? All right.
And Madam Chair, under the item of discussion of the measure?
Yes.
I'd like to thank the Chair for allowing the time for us to have these amendments drafted. It was that reason for which our earlier recess delayed the committee's action, so I particularly appreciate that consideration. And also I would like to thank the folks down at Legislative Council who, instead of having a lunch or potty break from noon on, worked on these amendments. And while I'm in the neighborhood, I'd like to thank the State Attorney General for his diligence in drafting and certifying the ballot title that is the object of this amendment.
Thank you. Sarah Cruz?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. In speaking to the A6 amendment and just specifically to the portion dealing with measure 30, the modification of measure 37, I mean, as I read the A6, in my humble opinion, it's a much less biased reporting of facts and much less biased reporting of the result of yes and no votes. And I think it's what the people of Oregon expect is the facts and not a bias. And the way it's written in the A5s is incredibly biased, in my opinion.
Thank you, Senator Cruz. Anything else? Krista, would you please call the roll? We are on the dash A6 amendments to House Bill 2640.
Senator Cruz?
Yes.
Senator Moss?
No.
Senator Rockian?
No.
Senator Farioli?
Yes.
Chair Brown?
Chair votes no. Motion fails. Chair would move the dash A5 amendments to House Bill 2640. Any further discussion? Senator Cruz.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just 37 isn't the only one where I think we have something here that's, in my opinion, incredibly biased and designed for an outcome rather than informing voters of facts. And Madam Chair, that's one of the things I think we have when a ballot title has the ability to go through the challenge and the legal system, is to make sure that we do end up with something unbiased. In this case, Madam Chair, what we have is incredibly biased, not on all of them, but on several of them. And my fear, Madam Chair, is that those who are not, those ballot titles who are not unbiased and who I think are very important, may end up being collateral damage when the people realize that we are trying to game the system by the way we're writing ballot titles.
Thank you, Senator Cruz, and I appreciate the past that our history has shown that we do have a record of drafting these ballot titles, and I appreciate Legislative Council for taking the time and energy it took to draft all of them. Any further discussion? Senator Farioli.
Madam Chair, I think that there have been just a few ballot measures in the last maybe decade that have engaged most Oregonians. This is one of those. And I think our obligation as legislators is to try to do the best we can to honestly broker the things that we do. The working group on 37 was very difficult to watch since the folks in the Senate Republican caucus were not really allowed to participate in brokering what we thought was a potential compromise. The referral to the people is an important principle. I wish we could have referred something to them that would, in fact, have been the product of compromise. That was not the case. I think our credibility is beyond stretched in the instance where we have a ballot title that's been written by the State Attorney General and we choose not to use it. So, Madam Chair, I'm thinking that eventually in the electoral process, Oregonians will decide whether or not they felt that we rose to the level of their expectations in trying to craft a compromise and in trying to characterize that compromise. So regardless of the outcome of this vote, which I think I can predict, the citizens of the state of Oregon get the last word on this thing. And I think to them the procedures that we went through and the process that we went through will matter. So let's have the vote and let's turn this back to the people and let them decide whether this is a fair and reasonable approach or not. And then for gosh sakes, as we have not in the past, let's respect whatever they decide in this election.
Oh, thank you, Senator Ferriola. You mean like what we did in the 97 session?
I dimly remember the 97
yes,
session.
Yes, I thought you sure. might. All right. Any further discussion, Senator Vaki and Senator mm-hmm. Montes Anderson? All right. The Dash 5 amendments are the motions on the table to pass the Dash 5 amendments. Krista, would you please call the roll?
Senator Montes Anderson.
Aye.
Senator
Vaki.
Aye. No.
No.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Next motion, Chair would move the bill to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Point of order, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Ferrioli.
That would mean that there's no possibility of a minority report.
That is correct, Senator Ferrioli. As you know, our good Senate President, if he is nothing else, he is consistent. And bills that have a fiscal impact over $50,000 are consistently being sent to the Committee on Ways and Means. And since this has a fiscal impact dealing with the fiscal, and there are some blanks in the bill to address that, and that our fiscal committee can do, we need to send this down to our fiscal committee. So.
Well played, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Senator Cruz.
If given some time, I'm sure I could do some research, but I can remember several bills going across Senate floor that had fiscal impact of more than 50 that didn't go to Ways and Means. So
I think there are some exceptions, Senator Cruz, but if you want to go have a conversation with the good Senate President about those particular bills, you can do so, but this one's going to Ways and Means. So motion is to refer with a due pass, Ways and Means. Krista, please call the roll.
Senator Vaki.
Aye.
Senator
Ferriola.
No. As I recall, you argued that they should.
Huh? You're supposed to vote no now.
Oh, no.
Thank you for helping me.
Yeah. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. I do think there are some limited exceptions, Senator Cruz. I think there are some limited exceptions when it's already in the budget, other funds, all that kind of good stuff. But he has been extremely
Chair,
consistent.
Or if the fiscal occurs in the next biennium.
There are certainly, when there are huge fiscal impacts, those bills have also gone to Ways and Means as well. So I think we have another little business to do. We're going to close the work session and House Bill 2640. Marjorie, what do we have?
Madam Chair, you have SCR 20. Were you opening a work session?
I will open a work session on SCR 20.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, this is the Sine Die resolution.
Are there any amendments?
Not that I'm aware of, although I'm sure that there are others who would like to propose them.
Any amendments in the room? I'm not seeing any. I don't think so.
Madam Chair.
Senator Ferrioli.
I had a suggestion made by a staff member of yours that suggested that perhaps a minority report would be appropriate in this case.
If you want to do a minority report, we would love to have that discussion on the Senate floor.
So, Madam Chair, in order to do a minority report on the Sine-Die resolution, there would have to be at least two no votes on this committee.
Well, Senator Ferrioli, you might survive a no vote, but I'm not sure Senator Cruz's wife will survive, let him survive a no vote.
Madam Chair, she doesn't.
But if you're willing to take the risk,
she doesn't pay that much. attention.
Oh, I think she does, Senator Cruz, to your comings and goings. I think she does.
Well, Madam Chairman, notwithstanding the excellent suggestion of staff, it is not our intention to serve notice for possible.
Oh, thank you, Senator Cruz.
Question of the chair. It seems to me I can remember in the past doing the Sunny Day resolution on the floor because we had to fill in date and time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to a different format now, or what?
It's the same as last session. Thank you, Senator Cruz. I've been informed that this is the same as last session.
Okay. Well, I just remember from previous sessions that when I was in the majority and we actually dealt with it, that we filled in date and time. So
I think this is the format we used for last session.
Okay.
The Senate President would like us to use it for this session.
And Madam Chair,
Senator Farrell, you are the only two people that I have ever seen take so long on a sine die resolution, but go ahead.
And as a matter of fact, when the vote is taken, isn't there some sort of certification that happens? I think, isn't Judy Hall and the President the last two people to sign off on us leaving?
Yes.
Let's get it done, Madam Chair.
Okay. All right. Krista, would you please call the roll? Oh, we need a motion. Sarah Montes Anderson.
Oh, man. I move SCR 20 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Sarah Montes Anderson heartily moves SCR 20 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion?
Madam Chair, I wanted to do this a week ago and you wouldn't.
I know, Sarah Cruz. We weren't quite ready, but we'll be ready soon. And you know how you get to go home sooner. All right, Krista, call the roll, please.
Aye.
Senator Cruz.
Aye.
Senator
Montes.
Aye.
Aye.
Chair Woods, aye. Motion carries.
Madam Chair.
Senator Farrioli.
I have vote explanation, Madam Chair.
Senator Farrioli.
Oh, no.
We're adjourned.